You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So that means I'm joined by the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Hey, Lisa.
So here it is. Everybody, this week is thinking back to 1 year ago this week when we finally realized the pandemic was happening, and it's been a whole year. And I know over that course of the year, we've talked a lot about the impact on the visual art.
You know, Lisa, let's take a moment to breathe and reflect and remember like what a wild year it's been. And you and I recorded our last show just before this was announced, COVID-19 as a pandemic. And so you and I didn't really talk about it until April on air, and thought it was a great opportunity now to, in real time, think about what's happened during the time that we've been living in this pandemic in the arts, and how we might think about moving and living in a world beyond the pandemic.
And lessons learned. A lot of people are looking back and thinking about the lessons they've learned. And we've seen a lot of area visual arts associations going online, and then that really has exposed them worldwide. So that's been maybe one benefit, one takeaway that we can think about.
Well, and Lisa, yes, absolutely. And we all must be, like, the pandemic will not have meant anything if we weren't all positively changed what we've been through.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited that we have Amina Iqbal with us. Amina works at the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation and is one of the investment officers there. Amina, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Lisa and Omari. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So Amina, you started, curiously, before we get into what the foundation did during the pandemic and what you all will be doing kind of in the next 12 months post, I don't want to call it post-pandemic, but just as we continue to live in it, you started right before the pandemic started.
Yes, I began working at the foundation 3 weeks before the pandemic and was actually new to philanthropy, learning new skills, getting to know my colleagues and the community we serve, and then the pandemic hit. So we all began working from home and learning more new skills in terms of technology, developing relationships with our community partners virtually, and listening and responding to our communities in a way that was different than before. So it was quite the experience, to say the least.
Did you say, why me? Or did you roll with it and thought, what a great opportunity?
I did my best. Yes. I mean, the foundation's been so great, my colleagues, and learned so much from them, and the pandemic, of course, just learning together as a team.
And so when you think back to what you all accomplished, what you were focusing on in those early days, what was the work like? What were you all responding to?
So the foundation was very quick to respond to the community needs. We immediately partnered with United Way of Washtenaw County and provided them with over $150,000 for their COVID response emergency aid grant program. We, of course, checked in with our nonprofit partners and grantees. We granted general operating support to over a dozen nonprofits, listed reporting requirements, created multiple grant programs, including for the arts. They were very simplified compared to past grant applications in order to not, burden our nonprofit partners. Overall, we provided $8 million of funding last year to Washtenaw County nonprofits, and $2 million of those were COVID response. And in terms of the arts and culture scene, we provided Washtenaw County's Arts Alliance Creative Washtenaw Aid Program with a grant for individual artists, as well as partnered with you, Omari, at Culture Source to provide 13 grants to individual artists and that related to COVID response and equity work, as well as provided grants to several arts organizations in Washtenaw County. So overall, in terms of arts and competitive grants, we distributed $423,000 into the community, into Washtenaw County.
when you make those decisions about who is getting what funding and who is getting what grants, do you have conversations at the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation about the role the visual arts play in our community?
Yes, we actually have a cultural economic development committee with community members from Washtenaw County that are involved in the arts sector. And so they are highly, qualified and in the community themselves to provide, us with in-depth analysis and thoughts. And of course, just having those conversations directly too with community arts organizations, which we did, in our outreach as well. So together, making those key decisions and focusing on the needs of the art sector was there.
And Aminah, notable in what you described, you ended up working closely with, certainly, yes, us at Culture Source, but also the Arts Alliance, because you all were sensing that you needed some kind of allies and help and support kind of getting to people that actually needed the resources the most?
Yes, providing Arts Alliance with a grant was on our priority list just because they had launched a program. We didn't want to, recreate the wheel, and Deb was doing incredible work with providing Washtenaw mutual aid to local artists and individuals related to the arts. And so we also, wanted to just respond as quickly as possible. And so since she had developed that, providing a grant there made sense.
Well, Aminah, I'm curious, looking forward, how do you see the Community Foundation continuing to support the arts community, the visual arts community, with partly what you learned during the pandemic and also given what you all do as your core mission?
Well, what we learned is that the arts and culture sector plays a huge role in moving us forward and bringing us together. Throughout the pandemic, they provided us safe places for the community to unite us, whether it was socially distanced at an outside performance or as a virtual audience attending a play online. So the arts can definitely help the pandemic in multiple ways. And, recognizing that is something that the foundation is, definitely doing and as well aware of. And in terms of what's planned for the future, we are in the midst of planning to launch an arts and culture COVID relief and recovery program in the spring. So for anyone interested in receiving updates, I'd encourage you to sign up at the foundation's nonprofit portal. And, definitely be on the lookout for the grant program, because we definitely want to continue to invest in arts and culture in Washtenaw County.
Aminah Iqbal, Senior Community Investment Officer of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. Thanks to you and everything that the foundation does for our community. And Omari Rush, always good talking to you as well.
As always, Lisa.
Thank you so much.